This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Robert Franklin. Robert is keen to talk about independent travel and also journey care, which has made a massive difference to his life. So thanks very much for joining us, Robert. Can you tell us a bit about your sight loss, please?
Yeah, I've had cataracts from the age of two. I've had five operations on my eyes. Then I had three laser treatments in the 90s. Then I had glaucoma in 2000, detached retina in 2008, and a myopic macular sclerosis in 2016.
It's a lifetime of eye trauma. You've been through the mill with that, Robert.
Well, I have, but it's about getting on with it.
And you wanted to talk about travel and getting on with it, to let blind people know some of the options that are available to them and to help them get around. You've had a lot of support over the years from RNIB, and it was they who put you in contact with Access to Work. You didn't know about this, but they would be able to pay for your taxis to and from work.
Yes, they did. It was a relief, really, because once my sight got worse, they didn't want me to walk in the dark.
It was the local Sainsbury's, wasn't it? How far away from your house was it?
About half an hour walk.
And you were 30 years in Sainsbury's, Robert?
Well, over 30 years, yeah, 30 years on trolleys.
You must have enjoyed it.
I did at the time, yes.
Good for the fitness as well.
It was, yes. It saves going to the gym.
Definitely. And that option is open to anyone that's blind or partially sighted. They can get in touch with Access to Work and inquire about help with their own travel to and from work.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Although I only had it in the winter, that was enough for me from October to May, really. And then I used to walk to work then.
How much sight did you have at that point?
Well, my macular isn't as bad, because it's more blurred vision than it is wet and dry.
And you've also done a lot of travelling around the country on buses and trains as well. And when you're travelling on trains, you phone ahead to the train station, and they can arrange for people to come and help you navigate busy platforms and get on and off trains.
Well, journey care, I never knew anything about it until I went to Tynmouth back in 2016. And they saw me with my cane and they said to me, "You can get journey care." And I said, "What's that?" And they said, "Well, we'll give you the number." So away I went.
So you book it before you leave the house? And then you have to be at the desk
24 hours before you're due to go.
Okay. And then you turn up half an hour early and someone's there to meet you and they give you a hand onto the train?
Yeah. And put you on the train, put your case on the train, and then someone comes and calls you when you get to your stop and puts you onto the next train.
That must be a godsend, especially when the train station's really busy.
Yes.
And it runs pretty smoothly, does it, most of the time?
Oh, brilliant. It's brilliant, yeah.
And also getting out the house, Robert, it's great for mental health and your fitness as well.
It is, yes. I would say a lot of walking as well, which I do enjoy, and you're meeting different people.
Definitely. Yeah, we're big on mental health at the radio station and always try to encourage people with sight loss to get out there, be active and try and meet people, because it's so good for A, your fitness, but B, your mental health as well.
Yeah, and you're always talking to different people on the train as well. You get into a conversation, which I do. It's nice.
Now, you're also a member of a few clubs and you're involved with charities as well. You're a busy man. Can you talk about some of the things you're involved in?
Well, I've always been involved with Warwickshire Vision over the years. I've done a talk at the Monday Club at the Resource Centre in Coventry, Earlston. And since I've had macular, I go to a macular group in Coventry. And all clubs are really, really nice people. They're all helpers and everybody.
What advice would you give to anyone listening that maybe feels a bit isolated themselves, or they haven't took advantage of some of the things that are on offer to help you get around?
Well, the thing is, it's not to isolate yourself. Always best to go out and not sit around looking at four walls all day.
And what does the future hold for you?
Well, I don't know, really. I've never thought of that at the moment. But
just take each day as it comes, day at a time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah.
And will you be doing more travelling, though?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Robert, it's been brilliant talking to you. Thanks very much for coming on and sharing your story with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.